you like
where the expectations are, the demands from O'Brien. He just mentioned a few minutes ago it wasn't the cleanest practice in the world, and he said that's unacceptable.
Absolutely. We know to be at our best, we have to practice like that. First practice is no excuses, but it's just simple things we got to get rid of. Bad football. That's one of the things we have to get rid of. Just bonehead mistakes. Don't even take talent to do some things that we make mistakes about. So if we can clean those up and be a better football team because of that, we'll be okay.
What does bad football look like?
Bad for false start, offsides, holding, you know, just stupid stuff like that. A pass interference or something like that, being over-aggressive at times, that happens.
Talk about the heat. It's a big difference from New England.
I don't practice the heat, man. I'm a football player. I practice in whatever I need to practice in.
You've played with a lot of great defensive players over the years, but not J.J. Watt. How does his impact affect your already dominant game?
Well, he's a man, and to do what he's done so far in his young career, man, he's a special player. I've been around a lot of guys, and he's right at the top of the list. So, and the crazy thing is, he's still young. Yeah. So, I'm excited to see what he's going to bring this year with me. Hopefully, I can help him out.
What do you look forward to teaching him since you're a veteran?
Teach him what? What I'm going to teach JJ. One thing we're going to teach each other is we're going to compete at the highest level. I mean, I think at this point in his career, I think anybody can get something out of something. You have to ask him what he's going to get from me, but what I'm going to get from him is just watching how he works. The amount of effort that he put into practice and the film and preparation, I mean, he's a true professional. And to be so young, to be the way that he is, I mean, he's like he's been around this game for 10, 11 years, the way he carried himself on and off the field. So he's a prime example of what the NFL is looking for when they talk about guys that knows how to play this game and be a professional and be a human being. He's a perfect person. So that's what I'm going to learn from him. And we're going to compete every day. We're going to find something to compete about. But it's going to be difficult to find something to compete with him with, because in every category he's a beast. So I'm going to have to find something. I have to dig up something on him.
Did you see the turn of your family there for the first time?
Yes. Well, one of the reasons I came here because of my daughter. She said the only reason she was going to move here if she got a chance to meet him. So I said, okay, well, and I made that promise some months back, and it finally paid off for him right now. So I'm the best dad in the world right now.
Can you talk about having a veteran Jonathan Joseph as well as Kareem Jackson back there in the safety?
That's a complete package back there. And you know what? We got to just continue to do what we need to do on the practice field from every individual. We always got to put the team first and do our jobs. That's the number one goal for us. And if we do that, everybody's going to rise to the occasion. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking for everybody to come out there and do that. We did it yesterday on a conditioning test. We were sloppy today for the first time, but that has to be cleaned up today, moving forward for tomorrow. So, but I'm looking for big things from all of us, not just certain guys or not just the leaders of this team. I'm looking for good things coming from this whole team this year. So I'm very excited about watching us and see what we're going to do. And hopefully we can do what we need to do in the future.